Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Case of the Counterfeit Criminals by Jordan Stratford, read by Nicola Barber.
QED 1.
Rain spattered forcefully against Ada's window. The sound merged with the shushing in her ears, mashed as they were against the pillows that propped her up in bed. It was difficult reading only with her right hand, but she was making good progress turning the page with her thumb, though it made her wrist ache. This took her mind away from the wet, black, squirming creatures embedded in her left arm, slowly drinking her blood. Her book was also a refuge from the stranger who sat at her bedside. The man gave her a chill whenever she thought of him, let alone looked at him, with his pale complexion and dark caterpillar eyebrows.
"That's not fair," Ada admitted to herself.
Now that she was on the doorstep of her 12th birthday, she was trying to be more grown up about this sort of thing. She knew her aversion to strangers, to new things, wasn't entirely rational. And the man was, she supposed, not entirely a stranger, despite his strangeness. Dr. Polidori had been a friend of her father's, the father she scarcely knew. And he'd been there, day after tedious day, draining away her blood in small munching gulps from his little pets, the leeches he would gently pluck away with steel forceps and place in their glass jar when he was done.
"Almost there," said the doctor in his strange, unplaceable accent, as though sensing Ada's discomfort. "We must purge the fevered blood."
"One would think," said Ada, meaning herself, "that someone with no blood would be dead, and someone with blood..."